Pelicans update on Team Canada? Your coach said that there was some interest there.
Yeah, you know, it came up the last few days here. You know, I think the smartest choice for me right now is to, you know, stay home and strengthen up, continue to strengthen my injury. You know, it's pretty close. I was pretty close here to getting in a game, but ultimately decided it was smarter to stay out. But I won't completely shut the door. I know it's not completely up to me either, but, you know, a couple weeks from now, if I'm, you know, feeling really good, you know, I might make a call to see if there's a spot open. You know, understanding there might not be, but you know, we'll see where I am in a couple of weeks.
What's this been like for you mentally? Because it sounds like from your camp that, you know, in your head you thought you were getting really close, and then the big step backwards. Mentally, what has it been like?
It's been tough. You know, it's been a weird year. It's been a very emotional year. But, you know, things are definitely heading in the right direction now, feeling a lot better now. You know, things won't completely stop for me. You know, I'll continue to, you know, try and strengthen up a little bit these next couple weeks, make sure I get back to 100% going into the summer. You know, have a normal summer training, which will be good, and, you know, come back ready to go for next year.
What was that last surgery that you had? Can you clarify for us?
It was a core muscle injury. You know, ultimately, I had the hip done last year, and I was feeling great from that. And then what we think happened is the hip, I had been dealing with a bad hip for so long that, you know, when I got that done, it created a lot more range for me, and it ultimately ended up tweaking my groin. And after a certain amount of time went by, it was determined the best option was to go in and get it fixed, and it's feeling pretty good now. It's too bad it happened during the season, but you know, feeling a lot better. Like I said, it's in the right direction. I was pretty close here to returning, but shouldn't get a normal summer in to strengthen it even more and come back ready.
I think a challenge is Tyler missing big almost all the entire season to coming back next year, having, like you said, a regular summer and then coming back next year. I mean, how big of a challenge is that if you've gone through something similar to that before?
You know, it's not ideal, but, you know, I was able to keep my mind right coming down the stretch here. I obviously wasn't able to play, but, you know, watching the games, you know, watching, you know, clips from games that I played in the start of the year to stay with it. You know, it's been tough for sure. I'm not going to deny there weren't times where it was tough, but, you know, I'll come back in September for camp. You know, if I have to play all the exhibition games, that's fine. but, you know, I'm not too worried mentally where I'll be. I'm not too worried physically either. But, you know, obviously I haven't played many games this year. I'll want to get back and do it as soon as I can. And, you know, if that means maybe skating a little bit more this summer, then, you know, I'll explore that for sure.
You look at, you got a chance, like you said, to watch a lot. What did you see from this team? What do you feel is needed to kind of take that extra step? It seemed like you guys were pretty close.
Yeah, you know, whether I was watching or playing, I look at our group and I get pretty excited. You know, we're a young group, and to see some of the strides our young guys made this year was really nice to see. I think as we get a little bit more experience, you know, that in itself will help. But, you know, I think it's pretty easy to see that, you know, if all of us keep buying into improving as a group, there's a bright future with this core, and it's exciting as a player to be a part of.
Some of the personal stuff you went through this year, do you have a different outlook on the game, or maybe just in general? I mean, has that affected you at all?
I don't know if I have a different outlook on the game. You know, obviously went through a lot. You know, it was a strange year for sure, but, you know, things are a lot better now. To see how hard a little guy can fight like that makes you want to fight for him right back. So I'm excited to get back to where I was, when I went down. My game was right where I wanted it to be, and if I, like I said before, if I have to watch, a little bit more video this summer or get on the ice a little bit more to get ready for when I come back, then that's what it'll take. But mentally, my mind is right coming in for next summer or next year, and I'm excited to get going again.
From a veteran's perspective, what do you think it is about this franchise or maybe the coaching staff that allowed so many young players to take such a big step forward this year?
I think it's just, they had a plan and they bought into it and they worked with the young guys a lot. When you're around it every day, you see how much they work with the young guys to try and help their development go as fast as possible. And you take a look at guys like Patty Laine and Nicky Ehlers and Josh Morrissey, from where they were at the start of this year to where they are now, it's pretty amazing to see. And a lot to do with that has to do with the coaches and the way they handled them and making sure that they worked with them each and every day. And us older guys who have been around a little bit, we'll try and help with that as much as possible to get where we want to be that much quicker.
How much have you thought about the expansion draft? And I mean, we had some time off here, so.
Not too much. understand there's each team's going to lose a guy. And I haven't really thought about it too much, to be honest. We'll kind of cross that bridge when it comes.
What is your assessment of the team's defense?
I think when you look at our group, I don't think we're ever worried about scoring goals. We give up less goals than we did this year. We're right there in the mix. So, there's things that we have to address as to how to cut those goals down. And, that's something that we'll have conversations about with the team and with the coaches and see what improvements need to be made for next year. And, that's going to start this summer. I can basically guarantee that. So find a way to cut goals against down, we're right there. And some of that will come with experience. Some of that will come with, us being healthier than we were this year. We had a lot of man games lost. But, there's steps we can make defensively for sure.